Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Hey, once again, the sound of rock cracking, and I heard some rock cracking in, where else? Jackson, Mississippi. Why? Because Donald Trump came to Jackson. That's my home state, and I'm going to talk about that in this week's show. But first, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. We're talking about this week's show, Trump's journey as a candidate. As you know, it's been a little bit over a year ago that he announced his candidacy for the United States of America, and he got the Republican nomination against what many people thought were impossible odds, and now he's neck and neck with Hillary Clinton, who's shrinking, the incredible candidate that any other candidate, I'll say she's incredible because they've got so many people bought off, it seems like, including the FBI, that she could do whatever and she can break all kind of laws, but the Clintons seem to be above the law. But just remember that the judge and the jury is on November 8th. It's you and it's me. It's the American people. If the FBI won't indict, if they've bought off friends all over the place, and it comes to the people, the American people. You know, when I smell something that stinks, I know it. I know it. And everything that we're finding out from the Clinton Foundation, pay for play, people who gave millions even to the Clinton Foundation and found time, or Secretary of State at that point, Hillary Clinton, found time to meet with them. So, yes, I smell something that stinks, and we need Donald Trump to go up in the polls higher and higher. So get out there and support Trump, because we have no choice but to turn this nation around if we want to survive with freedom and liberty as a nation. We got to turn it around this election. We can't wait to 2020. Don't know what it looked like, but it's ugly now. And it could get so ugly, we may not get the vote again. You better vote while you can in 2016. Now, today's show, let me tell you a little bit what we're going to be talking about. I said it's Trump's journey as a candidate. And you remember, I've talked about before, Brad Saul, the late Brad Saul. He founded Web Talk Radio, pioneer in digital radio, has a long history in radio, and just a brilliant person. He passed away last December, but I just have to say that he was excited about Donald Trump entering the race for president of the United States. And so many people looked at it as a joke. But I remember Brad saying, you know, you're going to have to watch Donald Trump. He did not get to hear and live to see him be the Republican nominee. And hopefully one day we'll be talking about President Trump. But one of the things that I've seen since the time he announced is there's a journey as a candidate. We're going to follow that and talk about that some. At the rally in Jackson, Mississippi, I did get to meet Jeff Sessions again, Senator Jeff Sessions. You remember last month we had him on our wrap-up of the Republican convention. And when I saw him again, we talking, he said, now I know you. And I said, yes, Senator Sessions. We talked right after the balloons dropped, after Trump gave his acceptance speech. And he laughed and remembered. And so I had a good talk with him about where we are now in this campaign, what Donald Trump Trump is doing what they're thinking. The team, as you know, many of you may not know, but Senator Sessions has been traveling around with an inner crew of Donald Trump to the different rallies, him and Rudolph Giuliani. There's others, but I know they were both in Jackson, happened to be sitting down waiting at an event. I think some people who probably donated a lot of money were getting pictures of Donald Trump, and I wasn't getting my picture made, I'll just say that. But walked around, and sure enough, here's Rudolph Giuliani and Senator Sessions, and I got to walk up, talk to him, and it was a great time for Doc Holliday and hearing about what's going on and where they feel like they need to go. And I'm going to be speaking about that toward the end of the show. But first, what we want to do is tell you some of what happened at the Trump rally. And before we get to the rally and the candidacy, this journey of Donald Trump on his journey toward the White House, first I want to talk about Trey Gowdy. Now, what about Trey Gowdy? Well, let's look back. We're not going to dwell on Hillary Clinton and all her mistakes. But Trey Gowdy came out, and if you know, the FBI didn't have a recording or anything when they interviewed or whatever they did with Hillary Clinton. But they had some FBI notes. Nobody could see them. Nobody could take them. But they allowed people like Trey Gowdy, Congressman Gowdy from South Carolina, to read over those notes. Now, Trey Gowdy came out and he said one of the reasons the FBI director, Comey, said that there was no indictment of Hillary Clinton. Remember? Do you remember we covered it on the show? Why did he not indict Hillary Clinton? He said, the FBI director, Comey, said because there was no intent. There was no intent. There was no intent. Now tell that to others who are serving time in jail and they didn't think there's intent, huh? Well, Hillary was not even asked that question in these notes. Congressman Trey Gowdy said he went through the notes. He said, this is what he was saying. How do you know about intent if you do not ask about it during an FBI interview? So very relevant information coming out from Trey Gowdy. I want you to think about that and sink that into your mind as the stink coming from this Hillary Clinton camp, all the things she's done, I mean, it's stinking to high heaven. I mean, absolutely piling up. So I hope you, if you know people who are Hillary supporters, please try to get them to see the truth or just start holding your nose when you're near them. If they like Hillary Clinton, they got to like stuff that stinks, don't you think? But now, let's get on with the show here. Let me play this clip. This is who introduced, was warming up the crowd. It's Pastor Mark Burns. You heard him at the Republican National Convention. I got to hear him there. He was there. And I remember back during the primaries. He was there one time at a event in South Carolina where they had an event at one of the colleges, and Donald Trump was not there, but Pastor Mark Burns came in his place to speak. And so I've heard him before, but he was really fired up. Take a listen to what he said. He said it's the first time he'd been to Mississippi, and here's Pastor Mark Burns at the Trump rally.
Hello, Mississippi! Woo! Wow, I want to tell you, this is the very first time that I am here in the great state of Mississippi. And I want to declare right now that I know without a shadow of a doubt that Mississippi is now Donald Trump country. Because Mississippi will never allow Hillary Clinton to ever step foot back in the White House. Never, 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 never. Shout never. Shout never. Never will we allow Hillary Clinton in the White House. And aren't you glad that those 13 15,000 emails. They just popped up out of nowhere. Hillary Clinton must think that we are stupid, but I am here with the great state of Mississippi to serve notice on Hillary Clinton and her pay-to-play scheme. It will die.
Yeah, now that was Pastor Mark Burns. Had a little bit of energy, don't you think? He went on. I wish I could play the whole speech, but you can go to YouTube and look up the Jackson, Mississippi Trump rally, and you hear all of Pastor Mark Burns. He really warmed the crowd up. But there was someone else there. Now, Trump came out, and everybody gave him a warm Mississippi welcome. Outstanding crowd. People had been, when I say outstanding, they'd been outstanding waiting to get in line to get in and waiting 3 and 4 hours to hear Donald Trump. And let me just take this moment right now to say I loved looking at the crowds. Now I know Mississippi. I've lived here my entire life. And I saw some people there in that Trump rally, true believers in Donald Trump, who I suspect many of them had not voted before. Or maybe just once or twice. They're not regular voters. It was doing my heart good to see the people who believe in what Donald Trump is saying. They were true believers when he first stepped out and said, I'm going to take on this political establishment. The people who just felt like nobody would speak for him. Nobody would show common sense. But Donald Trump reached into their heart and he said something that has connected, and it's connected enough to make him the Republican presidential nominee. And not only that, Donald Trump is still connecting. I saw it last week in Jackson, Mississippi, but he brought somebody on board who had an important message that's not from Mississippi. He's not an American. He came from across the sea, and his name was Nigel Farage. Does that name ring a bell? It doesn't for me, but I thought, I've heard of Nigel. Oh, yeah, Brexit. Do you remember Brexit? Brexit. The people of Great Britain voted to leave the European Union back in June. Well, guess who drove that against all odds? Who was outspent? Who was outmaneuvered? Who was said there was no way it's going to happen? They told it to Nigel Farage, and he kept working hard. He spoke to people. He got people in who had never voted, some who were sick and tired of taking orders and from European Union in Brussels, and they voted Great Britain out of the European Union, even when the polls said they were down 10 points on the day of the vote. Well, take a listen to Nigel Farage, who Donald Trump came in for the first time. He introduced him to be a part of this Trump team just to get people excited about what can happen when all the polls and everybody says it can't happen, but people are connected like Nigel did to the people across Great Britain to get out and vote against the tyranny of the European Union. And they got out, folks. They're on their way out because of this man. And take a listen to what he had to say at the Trump rally in Jackson, Mississippi.
I am going right now to invite onto the stage the man behind Brexit and a man who led brilliantly the United Kingdom Independence Party in this fight and won despite all odds, despite horrible name calling, despite so many obstacles. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nigel Farage.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Well, thank you. Good evening, Mississippi. I come to you from the United Kingdom with a message of hope and a message of optimism. It's a message that says if the little people, if the real people, if the ordinary decent people are prepared to stand up and fight for what they believe in, we can overcome the big banks. We can overcome the multinationals. And we did it. We made June the 23rd our Independence Day when we smashed the establishment. And we did it. Everybody said we'd lose. And what did we see? We saw experts from all over the world. We saw the International Monetary Fund. We saw Moody's. We saw Standard & Poor's. We saw global leaders giving us Project Fear, telling us that if we voted not to be run by a bunch of unelected old men in Brussels... Yeah, well, it's okay. They don't like me either, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
Now, that was Nigel Farage really getting the crowd fired up and helping them realize Donald Trump can be our next president. Got to get out there and work. And against all odds, that Brexit was... It was voted out. The Great Britain got out of the European Union, thank goodness, to Nigel Farage and his hard work and his campaign team. And he's up here recognizing that Donald Trump is connecting and speaking to people that have just not gotten out and voted and they hadn't had anything to vote for. But Trump is bringing so many new people to the voting booth. Isn't that exciting? And wasn't Nigel exciting? Well, in just a minute, I'm going to play something that he said about Hillary Clinton, and then we're going to move into some clips of Donald Trump. And like I said, we're going to discuss the journey of Donald Trump as a candidate and had a good overall view, seeing things. And then really why I wanted to do this show is after I talked to Senator Jeff Sessions and we talked about where we are right now, what the American people want out of Donald Trump and what they're looking for. Had a good conversation with Senator Jeff Sessions, who's been next to Trump just as much as anyone, probably, and close advisor. So we'll finish up the show talking about that. But first, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. Got other great shows. Check them out. Always mark an RSS feed for Doc Holliday so you can get our show every week, because we bring you something you won't hear anywhere else. You'll hear some things, but you won't ever hear the commentary you hear right here with Doc Holliday telling you what's going on and breaking things down. But I also want to remind you, I have a book. That is also co-written by Dr. Alveda King and Dr. Alex McFarland, called Bedrock Truth. Some of you new listeners, some of you been listening to us a long time, some of you already got the book, some of you don't have it. Get the book, Bedrock Truths, 8 Uncompromising Principles for America Now. So I want you to, you can go right to the front page of Rock Splitting Politics, and it'll take you, press the cover of the book, and it'll take you right where you can order it. We'll be glad to get some books out to folks across the country. Now, let me just tell you that as we get closer to the election, we'll have some special shows emphasizing different things. So keep watch on what we're doing and check out Facebook. We'll post some things there. We can't get everything on the podcast, but it is great to hear from our new listeners. We appreciate you getting on, and I can't answer all the email, but I do like reading that. Tell us what you think. Put it on there. Shoot us an email. We got an email you can use right there on the front page also. But thank you for our new listeners. Thank you for listening, tuning in. Tell all the people about Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And now, take a listen to this.
Now the big card the Prime Minister decided to play in the referendum is he got a foreign visitor to come to London to talk to us. Yes, we were visited by one Barack Obama. And he talked down to us. He treated us as if we were nothing. One of the oldest functioning democracies in the world. And here he was telling us to vote Remain. So I, having criticised and condemned his behaviour, I could not possibly tell you how you should vote in this election. But, you know, I get it. I get it. I get it, I'm hearing you. But I will say this, if I was an American citizen, I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if you paid me. In fact, I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton if she paid me.
Now that was Nigel Farage speaking about what happened over in Great Britain. You remember, Prime Minister Cameron invited who? Barack Obama is what he said. And he came over there and talked down to one of the oldest democracies on earth. Did you hear that? Now, who else is Obama talking down about? I think he's talking down to Donald Trump. I think he's talking down to everybody who wants to vote for Donald Trump. I think Obama made a mistake in Great Britain, and the people came out and they whacked him by voting against what Barack Obama said. And if you heard the crowd, I think the same thing's going on now. As Barack Obama talks down about Trump and his supporters, I think it's getting more supporters out there. And it tickles me that if Hillary Clinton goes down in smoke on November 8th, then everything Obama has done will start falling apart. That gives me incentive to give you incentive to get out there and let's get Trump elected president of the United States. Now, here, let's listen to some what Donald Trump had to say when he was at the rally in Jackson, Mississippi. And then I got to tell you some things about what I feel like Trump's journey as a candidate has been and where it's leading. All right? Take a listen to what Trump had to say.
We will lower taxes and unleash job creation, and we will tap into trillions of dollars in new energy wealth that we never even knew we had before. We will protect your jobs from illegal immigration and broken visa programs. And we will rebuild the roads, the bridges, the infrastructure, the tunnels, the airports in your communities. And we will rebuild it with our companies, with our steel, and with our labor. Hillary Clinton is a bigot who sees people of color only as votes, not as human beings worthy of a better future. She's going to do nothing for African Americans. She's going to do nothing for the Hispanics. She's only going to take care of herself, her husband, her consultants, her donors. These are the people she cares about. She doesn't care what her policies have done to your communities. She doesn't care. Remember this. You've had her policies, Democrats, running some of the inner cities for 50, 70, 80, even over 100 years. And look what you have right now. Poverty, no education, crime, you can't walk down the street with your child. We're going to fix it. We're going to fix it.
There's Donald J. Trump saying, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. But now what he's talking about? He's talking about the inner cities. Now, why is Donald Trump going, the media is driving him crazy. Why is he going after the black vote? He can't get the black vote, they say. Oh, there's no way. Republican can't get the black vote. No, they can't. They hate Donald Trump. You know what? I think Donald Trump is planting some seeds that's scaring the Democrats to death, because what happens in the past, you have some Republicans playing lip service to the black community, but they're not feeding it and watering that and building and going back and building on that. And Donald Trump is laying some seeds that I think he's going to keep watering. And the truth of the matter is he's right. For over 50 years, most of the major cities have been democratically controlled. Some, like he said, even up to 100 years. But the liberal progressive policies are leaving the citizens in an inner cities lacking so much. And why keep voting? It's Albert Einstein who said, you know, what's the definition of insanity? When you do something over and over and over and over and again and then expect different results. You're doing the same thing over and over, you're not getting different results. Stop doing the same thing. Stop voting Democrat. That's what it takes in the inner city. Can Donald Trump reach what nobody else has been able to reach? Can he do what no Republican's been able to do in a modern American politics? Some people say, don't waste your time. Why would he be doing it? Why is he reaching out to the Hispanics and the African-American voter? We had last week's show talking about, you know, reaching out to the African-American voter. That's what Donald Trump's doing. Now, when I did the show, I didn't know he was going to do that. I can tell you this, though, right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, I spoke with our governor, and I had a copy of some of the things we talked about in last week's show, but more than that, put together in like a speech form where Donald Trump could take out a sentence or a clip or a paragraph or use the whole thing, not writing a speech for him. What I'm saying is getting some ideas to dig deeper and working with the African-American community, digging deeper in some of the things, the way he says. So Governor Bryant said, if I get it to him, that's our governor, Phil Bryant of Mississippi, what a great governor he is. I hand deliver to him, he could hand deliver it to Donald Trump. So I know he's seen some of Doc Holliday's, some of my thoughts on how his campaign can be strengthened and say some things that help him rise up in the polls. And if he uses some of the things I said, it's going to really tick off the mainstream media. So we'll have to wait and see. If he starts asking for some suggestions or something, then there's some things we'll know. But I do know that Donald Trump can win this election. That was the enthusiasm I heard. Now, as a candidate, his journey from what I talked about on the first of the show, Brad Saul, the late Brad Saul, who founded Web Talk Radio, he'd helped coach shows and helped me out. And he got where he didn't do much coaching with the different people at Web Talk Radio, but he liked coaching me. And we talked politics, and he enjoyed the talking part. And he was ecstatic that Donald Trump, now he never did tell me he was a Donald Trump fan as far as being president. I don't know if he would have voted for him if he'd lived. But he loved the fact that Donald Trump was running and ticking off the establishment on both sides. He got so tired of the Republicans saying they're going to fight, and they wouldn't fight. Then you get Donald Trump, they say, you're fighting too hard. But Donald Trump is the nominee now. And he has come a long way. Now, he's the last couple of weeks, I don't know when the show's going to air, but so far he's been staying on message. Now, you heard him say, well, go that Hillary Clinton was a bigot. And I can tell you, I was there and just a few feet away from Donald Trump as he spoke. If you look at the YouTube, I was near, I guess, the left-hand side of the screen. Sometimes it'll show me on some different views. But I will say this. I have seen Donald Trump grow as a candidate. When I first saw him in person was at the Value Voters last late September or early October. I believe it's late September. Had most of the candidates there. Got to hear him, see him close up, some of my kids. And you know, even then he was making pot shots at some of them. And during the debates, I can distinctly remember looking down at Rand Paul and go, why are you still here? One by one, he picked them off. And nobody could resist that, not even Ted. When Donald Trump started saying, lying Ted, and it stuck because that the American people were wanting to hear some things from Donald Trump and the Republicans. You can't deny the fact that Donald Trump won pretty handedly against another 16 other rivals, and he got that. But now, this is where we are now. After the convention, and you've heard me talk about the convention, you can go back and listen to my Republican convention wrap-up show. I was a delegate from Mississippi there at the convention. But I'll just tell you, one of the things that amazed me was at the convention that Donald Trump really came across well, and his kids did, and he got a bounce in the poll. Some people said, you know, Donald Trump's not going to get a bounce after the convention. He did, about evening it up. And then he started saying some things that were not good for his campaign, had a bad month after that. And he's behind in the polls. But I believe he stays on message. And this is what Senator Jeff Sessions and I discussed, was the fact that the media, and I helped him, and I told Senator Sessions, you know, when so much of the country watches the media, and they did the same thing to Ronald Reagan, I reminded him that they made him look like he'd be trigger happy with the nuclear button. They say, oh, this guy's, you know, he'll be trigger happy. We can't have him president. They're saying the same thing about Donald Trump. And Senator Sessions, who's around Trump all the time, assured me to tell anybody who thought that Donald Trump would be aggressive with a trigger of a nuclear button, this guy is intelligent. He surrounds himself with calm, cool, collective people to help him out, like Senator Jeff Sessions, like Mayor Giuliani. And those are the things that excite me. The more he stays on message and he surrounds himself with good people, that's what's happening with his journey toward the White House. Now he is surrounding himself with these good, solid people that we can trust and know. And Senator Sessions was telling me that this is the man that is very connected to the hearts and souls of people. This is one of the things that Senator Sessions first picked up on. I remember they had a rally in Alabama where I think 30,000 people came, and Senator Sessions said something is unique about this candidate, about Donald Trump. And so there, I tell you, the journey thus far is he has grown. And yes, Donald Trump is Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has learned to stay on script better. He's learned to still use the media. He's learned that as he surrounds himself with good, solid people, they can see things. And that's how I believe he's growing in to be a presidential candidate that can win, because of the way he's acting now, surrounding himself. He's showing America that he's growing. He's growing into the role, and he could be a great American president. People are respecting that. We're seeing him grow into that. Senator Jeff Sessions and Doc Holliday talked about it. And I feel like, and Rudy Giuliani, we got to speak some of him. And I do believe we see this in the American people. Don't necessarily have to hear some great speech from Donald Trump. They just want to make sure he's presidential, because Hillary Clinton is horrible as a candidate. And she's done such great this service to this nation that people don't want her to be president. They just want to make sure that Donald Trump will rise to the occasion. It's happening. We'll watch it and we'll talk about it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Thank you for listening. Next week's show, we're going to get some more in this presidential candidate. Who knows what's going to go on with WikiLeaks putting out emails that Hillary thought were gone forever. Things could get very interesting. So next week, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Don't forget about us. Tune in, and we'll see you then.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.